the administration that works with the portfolio committee. We welcome those who may be joining the work of the portfolio committee through various platforms that have been provided by Parliament as part of deepening democracy through participatory processes. Those who are dealing with the media, you are also welcomed today. Honorable members, today we are basically going to be dealing with one item. That item relates to the report with regard to both the department and ARF strategic plans and the budgets. There are debates taking place tomorrow. It is never my intention to have a very long meeting. I hope members will understand that you have to be released also for you to deal with other things. Lubabalo, do we have apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. I did not receive an apology, Chair.
Thank you very much. I take it that there's no objection to proceeding with the agenda as it is. Do we have a mover and a seconder?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the agenda.
Honorable Mbanza moves seconder.
I second the Chairperson.
Asboga kakhulu, Honorable Dunku.
Ngiyabonga.
Honorable members, as you know, we deal with Vote 6 of International Relations and Cooperation. We are considering the APP for 2022-23 for the department and the ARF, which is an entity under the responsibility of the department. We will not go into what was the opening remarks by the chairperson. We will also not go into the overview of the APP for 2022-2023 because it is self-explanatory. We will also take it that members understand the foreign policy objectives of the department. There are 7 in total. We will also not go into the broader strategic linkages which the department presented, which are in the context of the National Development Plan. Matters relating to what was presented by the president in SONA 2022 will also not go into them. The department spoke about plan policy objectives based on both the ARF and the intention to introduce a bill, so we'll not go into those particular matters until they are concretized and brought to the committee by the department at the right time. The legislative mandate of the department is well known to all of us, so we'll not get into that matter. Related to that will also be the strategic outlook on the strategic plan, which we will not venture into. The performance environment within which the department is working is something that we'll also not go into. We will also not debate the strategic areas which we all know, which is building a better Africa, which are the focus areas of the department, and the details of the programs of the department, which are 5, is something will not venture into. I'm going to ask Lubabalo to put on the screen the recommendations so that we can go through them. I will ask honorable members that there's a recommendation we had made which relates to matters of Cuba and what the department had presented to us as a reason why they approached the matter which the department says is a relief effort for the challenges faced by the Cuban people and the Cuban government. I'm saying this because there was a ruling by the court yesterday relating to that particular matter. So when we come to that recommendation, the committee will have to come to a discussion and a decision on how do we then recommend to Parliament in as far as that matter is concerned, because our discussions and way forward was impacted upon by the court yesterday when it ruled against appeal by the department. So as far as the, we will go straight into them. Number one, we are recommending that the department must conduct a effect of COVID-19.
Excuse me, Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson, I don't know if it's just with me, but you're cutting out and talking into a can all the time. I just need to make sure if it's my connection, I'll go over to a 5G connection. But I just want to hear from other members because I can't hear you, Chair.
Honourable members, am I audible?
No, Chair, we're having a problem with the statute.
You started well, sir, but now you're not audible.
I'm not audible at all.
Yes,
because I have switched off the camera, I thought it was contributing to my inaudibility.
Yes, Chairperson, I just hear every second or third word and you're cutting out and it sounds if you're talking into a can when it comes
only through. Now. Yes, honorable sir. I don't know how is your reception. Maybe you can make the presentation of the recommendations, because it looks like my connectivity is staggering. It means Cape Town's infrastructure must be attended to of connectivity, because I'm in Cape Town. I'm not in the small door of my chair.
My apologies, Chair. It seems to have stabilized now on my side. I'm not sure about the others.
Honorable Faber, am I stable now on your side?
Chairperson, stable as can be.
Or okay, Chair, let's try. Recommendation. Is it okay? Okay, yes, recommendation number one is that the committee suggesting that the department must conduct a full assessment of the effect of COVID-19 and its impact on the budget allocation of the department, predetermined objectives and service delivery. Anything on that, honorable members? Is it agreed to?
Chair, my apologies, Chair, I didn't raise my hand. Why don't you go through all the recommendations and then we'll come to them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Number two, the department must finalize the implementation plan and relevant processes and publish for stakeholders consultations the draft regulations as a precursor for the promulgation of the Foreign Service Act 2019 to come into force. Three, the department must oversee the implementation of effective financial management through the application of sound financial management systems, including management and financial accounting, as well as supply chain management. Four, the department must improve the internal control environment in line with the requirements of the Public Finance Management Act of 1999. Five. Lubabalo, can you move your screen upwards? Yes. Five, the department must obtain a milestone report from the Department of Public Works, as a handing over briefs on state-owned land and properties abroad. Six, the department must ensure that property management strategy is developed as a guiding framework for the custodianship of the property portfolio in line with the Foreign Service Act. Seven, the department must develop an implementation plan with time frames in order to determine the course of action which is needed for all state-owned land parcels and properties abroad. Eight, the department must streamline processes with a specific emphasis on improving digital environment through the implementation of the digital strategy with set time frames. Nine, the department must consider a model which will allow for acquiring, instead of leasing residential and office accommodation for missions abroad, to minimize costs due to the escalation of contractual obligations for the leases of offices and residential accommodation. 10. The department must consider mainstreaming youth development in the work of the department to effect positive outcomes among young people at local, provincial, and national spheres in South Africa. 11, the department must revise the strategy for South Africa's participation in BRICS and garner support to tackle possible threats on cohesion within the geopolitical forum and ensure its continued relevance in advancing South Africa's national interests and the African Agenda 2063. 12, department must re-evaluate all previous relationships, alliances, in a pragmatic way to better realize South Africa's foreign policy objectives, recognizing that there are and there will be fundamental shifts in the global political and economic environment. 13, the department must monitor and coordinate South Africa's progress on the implementation of Regional Indicative Strategic Development Plan, RISDP projects to facilitate regional integration. 14, the department must devise short and long-term plans to address the issue of compensation of employees in consultation with the National Treasury to optimize the current staff establishment in order to maximize delivery on its ever-increasing mandate. Those are the recommendations, Agere Lubabal, they go up to 14. Lubabal, am I right?
Chairperson, Dineo here. No, Chairperson, there are more. So Lubabalo should flip up the page.
Up then, Lubabalo. If I'm not wrong, this will be 18. 15.
the department must conduct an assessment whether the cost reduction initiatives through closure of some of South Africa's missions abroad does indeed bear the intended impact on the challenges brought about the ceiling on compensation of employees. 16. Adequately prepared jointly with National Treasury for the intended appeal on the Pretoria High Court preliminary decision on the donation to Cuba based on humanitarian relief contribution. That is the matter we should, I said earlier, we must deal with in the context of the department having lost the case yesterday to appeal. 17, conduct an impact assessment on the work of the African Renaissance Fund with details of how the disbursements of funds from the ARF contributes to South Africa's development cooperation agenda. 18. Now this is to the National Assembly. Parliamentary oversight model must be reviewed to allow the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation to have more regular oversight visits to South African missions abroad in order to have a holistic approach on the performance abroad of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. Be mindful that cost considerations may not allow oversight visits to all the South African missions abroad. The Portfolio Committee has adapted to the new normal and has conducted a novel oversight visit virtually. It is the hope of the committee that Parliament will embrace this innovation into oversight and accountability model. 19, the parliamentary oversight model should allow the Portfolio Committee on International Relations Lubabalo. If you can scroll down a bit. I don't know why I got muted. Lubabalo?
Oh, Chairperson, I'm here, Chair. You were on 13.19, Chairperson.
Something happened. Let me return to, I think it's 19. Am I right, Lubabalo?
Yes, Chairperson. 13.19, sir.
The parliamentary oversight model should allow the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation to have more regular oversight visits in order to have a holistic approach on the performance abroad of the entity of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. 20, the Portfolio Committee should be allowed to conduct oversight visits to international organizations that the Republic of South Africa is a state party. This will enable the committee to assess the impact of the department's participation on the overall outcomes at such forums. 21. Scroll up a bit, Lubabalo. Thank you. The committee recommends that budget votes, as indicated there, must be adopted
and be passed. Honorable members, you can speak without raising your hands on any one of the recommendations so that we can adopt the report. I'm waiting for the voices.
Chair, may you repeat the amendments on the recommendation on the Cuban thing?
I was saying, thank you, Honorable Ngozi. I was saying that in my view, the recommendation on Cuba
will be in court yesterday. The department lost its recommendation to committees that instead of saying, "How do you prepare
Chairperson, excuse me, but you're not audible. Can you maybe, I don't know if your video's on, but this is very important, this situation on the nation.
Yeah, the video is off.
And we really have to hear exactly what you say, that we don't have half the message. Please, Chair.
Recommendation 16, because the story we keep it as it is, because the department lost the case yesterday. But basically what I wanted to say was that we must say something to the effect that the department, in dealing with the matter relating to Cuba, must deal with it in line with the Constitution of the Republic, in line with the policies that guide our work on international relations, in line with the historical relations between South Africa and Cuba, and in line with the directives of the Court of the Republic of South Africa. And that when all is done, the department must come back and report to Cuba. Honorable Nkosi, you are the one who asked me.
No offense, I just want to repeat to myself so that I'm sure what, if you hear me, then you will agree that that's what you're saying. What you're suggesting is that.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. In 13.16, we say the department must deal with the relationship with Cuba in line with and based on national diplomatic policy or the international relations that we have with countries. And I think I heard you say also in line with the policies of government on humanitarian basis, and take into considerations the implications of the court or whatever judicial decisions. Am I right?
Yes, Honorable Nkosi, you are right. It is the Constitution, our policy on diplomatic relations, historical relations between us and Cuba, and other countries, the court judgment, and the need to report and account to both the committee and parliament and the people of South Africa.
Chair, on the basis of that, I would support that amendment, because it's very comprehensive and it requires an update to the committee and to the National Assembly. Thanks.
Any other member?
Chairperson, Honorable Faber.
Yes, Honorable Faber.
Yes, Chairperson, if you look at that whole court outcome and you read through it, it is very clear that the only reason the court could not say that it is legal for the or illegal of the 50 million being donated to Cuba with that rollover funds of the ARF, the only reason why they could not yet declare that illegal and make an outcome on that is because the money has not been transferred yet. That is the only reason. So according to what I understand, that is an illegal transaction. So the court just could not make the decision because the money has not been transferred yet. So I think then we must rethink how we're going to say that.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Faber, for that. Any other member?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Dr. Cornei Mulder speaking. I understand and you're doing your best to be heard, and I think we've heard what you've basically said. I would not support that amendment, but the committee must decide how they want to phrase that. I think it can't be a big mistake just to not refer to that at all. I don't know why we should make a recommendation. But as you've suggested it, I will not support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Melda.
Honorable Chairperson, and from my side and my member's side, definitely as well, we will not support that.
So what is your suggestion? That it shouldn't be there at all?
Chairperson, I don't think it should be one of the recommendations. It's currently part of the court process. We don't know what the outcome is going to be, and I think it shouldn't be part of any recommendations at this stage.
Okay, then I'm clear now. I'm very clear now. I understand you that we don't make any recommendation on this particular matter. We await the outcomes of the court processes. Any other member?
Chairperson, I also support the position, sir, that until the court has finalized this issue and given a ruling, that we should not have that item as one of the recommendations. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you, Muruti.
Yeah, Chairman.
Yes, I've raised my hand.
I also raised my hand.
Yes,
Honorable Mpanza.
Oh, let's get it to.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just worried, Chair, because myself and Honorable Punks are disabled members. We raised our hands and you haven't given us a chance. But anyway, it's okay. But Chair, I must agree to the fact that
I did say, Honorable Chetty, that whoever wants to speak can just speak without raising the hand.
Okay,
and thanks for adhering to the count of raising the hand.
You're welcome, Chair. Yes, Chair, the idea was to say to you that we should remove this completely out of the recommendations due to the fact that matters before the court. Mm-hmm. You will recall that previously when we tried to have discussions on matters that were before the court, the minister herself told us, and specifically in the case of those charges that were involving senior officials with the 180 million rand New York pilot project. So I think a precedent has been set that once those matters are caught, the committee did not pronounce on them and waited for the outcome first. So a precedent has been set, and I will request humbly that you also follow that and we remove it. And once the court hearing is finalized, then we can table this matter before the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Chetty, thanks for chatting to us. Honorable Panza.
No, thanks, Chair. I thought I would second the Honorable Nkosi in supporting your proposal because I think it makes sense. In fact, it's not interfering with any court processes. But maybe what you can do, we can, because, Chair, sometimes nature allows no vacuum. You can't just be not saying anything. So I think your proposal was helping us as a committee, but maybe we can marry the two and say subject to the court processes that is unfolding, rather than just not put any recommendation. So I think we'll be setting another president. Yes, they say the president has been set, but doesn't mean that the president has been set. If it's a bad president, and then you carry on because there's a president. So, because it will mean that anything that has got to do with court, then as a committee, you won't be able to engage on it. So my view, Chair, is that your proposal makes a lot of sense. It's really not interfering with the court processes at this point in time. But we can just put a rider on that one, that maybe noting that there is an ongoing court process is unfolding. And then once that is concluded, then the committee then can engage on it. So that would be my view, Chairperson. Thanks very much.
Chairperson, Honourable Faber.
Chairperson,
then I just wanted to be noted that we don't agree with that, and we will not support that part of the report, and we want that to be noted from the DA side.
Chair.
Documents are predicted. There's somebody saying, chair.
It's me. It's myself, Msane.
Oh, I think, I'm going to look for your hand.
Yeah, you can't see hands. That's why you asked.
Yes, I see the blue mic now. Continue, ma'am.
Sure. Chairperson, you know, the matter in court currently involves this department, and we are meant to do oversight on the department. So it would be very clumsy to be silent on the matter, because as the people that are meant to be doing oversight on this department, we should take responsibility for what is happening. And I would also say that your recommendation makes sense. And I don't recommend that as a committee, we remain numb on the issue as if we are unaware that there's a body that took this to court, and on a committee or on a legislate that we are supposed to be looking after. So I would recommend that we put the amendment as you have recommended. And then, yeah, that's my recommendation, Chair.
Okay. Any other speaker?
My hand is up, Chair. Chetty.
Honorable Chetty.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, sometimes it's best to be silly and err on the side of caution than find yourself absolutely contradicted by the courts. So I want to make this very clear, Chair, as Democratic Alliance, we will not be supporting that if you do include it in the report, and we will be reserving our comment on the recommendation to adopt this. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. I will try this out, members, so that we have some point.
Chairperson.
Msani,
your network is really failing you.
Yo. So I'm not audible, or it's very poor.
Extremely
let me move
poor.
Around.
It's poor, it's fluctuating.
Moving
it's
around.
Fluctuating.
Yeah, it's fluctuations in Cape Town. Am I audible now?
Much better.
Much better now.
It's much better.
Okay, if it's better, then let me proceed. I will read it slowly. The portfolio committee takes note and respects the outcome of the court in relation to the matter of humanitarian relief contribution by the department on behalf of South Africa to Cuba. The committee expects the department to continue dealing with this matter by accounting to Parliament through the Portfolio Committee, and this must be done in full recognition, observance, and adherence to the Constitution of the Republic, international relations policy prescripts, and our historical relations with countries such as Cuba. That's where it ends, full stop.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Banzi. Now I am covered. I'm withdrawing my overriding because everything that is I was just saying is covered in that proposal, and I second Honorable Nkosi in moving the proposal as it is, as it has been read by yourself.
Is there any other member who has got qualms or discomforts or disagreements with the manner in which we are coining this recommendation?
Chairperson?
Yes.
I'm not sure whether there is any way you can coin that item that would convince me to support, because the matter is still before the court, and I agree with Honorable Chetty that we should be on the side of caution. We know that once precedents have been set, we all have to try to align ourselves with those precedents. So while the matter is still before the court, I would not be comfortable to be one of the supporters of going ahead with a matter that is still before the court. So I would want to register my initial position that we can revisit the matter once the court have deliberated on the matter. Thank you, sir.
To take note of a decision of a court anywhere is not illegal. It doesn't threaten any democracy anyway.
Chair?
Yes, who's that?
Desmond Mwela.
Yes, and Tata Mwela, the Deputy President.
Thank you, Chair. Much appreciated. Chair, I don't see any interference here regarding the this whether it's in the court or not, is to interfere with the processes of court and all that. Now, we are on track here because it is our responsibility as the portfolio committee to do oversight. Now, we are not interfering with any legality or any matter regarding the legal issues and all that. So I suggest, and I want to second the, all other honorable members who spoke before me to say, let's support this item, the manner in which you have presented it. It's in order because we're not interfering anything. Thank you, Chair.
Can we then agree, honorable members, that we are adopting the recommendations with amendments and also take note of the members who have got disagreements or reservations, or they disagree with the amendments? Yes.
Chairperson, I just want to make additions apart from 1316. There are a few recommendations which the committee has missed out on to the department. we didn't mention anything on the property management unit being removed from the finance department ever since we've been singing that same song. And on 13-15, we also said if they are looking at cost reduction by closing South African missions, they should not interfere with missions in Africa. That is not written on that recommendation. And also that a proper skills audit and a report must be submitted to the committee regarding skills audit, especially in the finance branch, because we raised the issue of saying that some people that are moved from missions, brought back home, they end up going into the finance department or departments where they are not adequately skilled for. So those are the additions that I would like to make. And please note that the EFF rejects this report, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Nyawas. So Honorable Msani, you are rejecting the report that says we must consider, in whatever we do, our historical relations with Cuba.
Not that. I reject it on a basis that we are so ignorant to the fact that this department is heading deeper and deeper into mismanagement. And since the sixth parliament, we've been allocating money to them, and nothing seems to change. They can't even get an IT department correct. So I'm objecting it on that sense, Chairperson.
Okay, Mama, no problem. So we know the objections, and the objection also of Honorable Faba, Honorable Melda, Honorable Muruti, Honorable Chet.
Yes.
Yes. So can we take it, Honorable Members, that with those noted disagreements and rejections, we now take it that the majority is of the view that the report must be adopted. There was a suggestion by Honorable Mpanza, and there was a second, Honorable Muela.
Yeah, no, Chair. If you put it that way, then it's correct. I don't think it comes from you. It comes from us.
Yes.
To formally move. I second that motion tabled initially by myself, seconded by Mpanza, amended, and then seconded by Muela.
Okay, no problem. All things being equal, then, Honorable Members, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for the participation in the discussion, our administration for preparing the report in the manner in which they did, South Africans who may have been on this platform to observe, to learn, to listen to the proceedings of the Portfolio Committee, and the robustness in the context of democracy in South Africa, the robustness that took place in the discussions in the committee. I think we must maintain that is good for democracy in the Republic of South Africa. This is how then, Honorable Members, I wish you all the luck in the debates tomorrow, and we close the meeting on that note. Thank you very much. May God bless you.
Recording stopped.
Thank you. Thank